And that sounds good, yeah. We're just coming back from a camping trip in Tawas, headed southwest on 23, and seeing if anyone's on the band.
Right on. I love it up there. That's a nice place. It's got a whole lot more people in it now, I think, touristy than it did before, but still a really, really nice place. And you can get into to the Guildford from there really well with a 7500 Super Gainer 7500 and cheap Chinese Chinese clone of a 7500 and a cheap Chinese 20-25 watt plug them in the cigarette lighter rig. You can do that really well. The 7900 gets in there even better yet, but it's really susceptible to high winds, and get on 75 and really put the hammer down. It don't like it, and it don't like smacking things either, I found. I bought like three of them. That's why I don't own a real one, because I think I'd cry if I broke a real one.
I hear you, yes. I'm running my Yaesu. I have the antenna kind of clamped right onto the hood, and it works pretty well. I mean, I just chatted with my father in Midland, and the only issue I would say, the antenna on the hood, is I kind of get kind of a beam effect when I'm transmitting. But, yeah, the Guildford repeater is really nice. Pretty much covers most of the area.
I got to meet whoever's in control of how this link works and talk to them. I don't want to quiz them too much here, because we've had people get on here and try to remote them and do all sorts of weird stuff. And once in a while, a baby gets a hold of a radio. And it's comical. I love it. Thank God we're self-policing. But some of that stuff, when you get people running around wearing eye patches, gets a little ridiculous, because it's isn't really that hard to get a tech license. I mean, it's hard. They don't just give it to you, that's for sure. But how's the weather looks good where I'm at, all the way up to where you're at for sure. And I would say you're probably dealing with about the same temperatures. What do you got? We're like 67 Fahrenheit here on the edge of Saginaw.